Well, I don't know what to tell you about trucking, except that back in those days, the Washington produce market in New York, Lower Manhattan, on the west side, was an immense wholesale market with commission merchant stalls. It didn't open up until 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And the many, many trucks from the all over farms, even some from Long Island, would come there and unload the harvest that the farmers had packaged. In those days, it was a good paying job. Helpers got $25 a week, drivers got $35. We also hauled meat. In our case, we also hauled meat from the New York slaughterhouses, which today is where the United Nations building is. It was owned by Rockefeller and later given to the United Nations. And we would take that down to the New Jersey shore. Now, this is an all-night operation. And we'd arrive down on the Jersey shore around 6 or 7 in the morning. And then we would start delivering our meat to the various butcher shops. We carried beef carcasses. We didn't know, this was not butchered meat, but carcasses, like hinds of beef. They're two pieces to a hind, left hind and the right hind, which constitutes the whole animal. And they weigh anywhere from 150 to 175 pounds each. So with my pride, I started insisted I could carry one, which was more weight than what I weighed, around 145 or 50. So I was doing all right. But the driver with whom I was helping at that time warned me that if that tremendous weight started to fall, I should not try to find it because it would take me backwards and I'd be injured. So we reached Belmar, and we had a delivery at a butcher shop there who had a vegetable display or tables out front under his awning. In those days, there was no backdoor delivery. Everything went right through the front door. As I passed under his awning, which was quite low, I failed to stoop low enough. It hit the leg, and I let the thing go. And this whole hind of beef went right over the fruit and vegetable display that he had. And all of this stuff is all over the sidewalk. So the man came running out, naturally very much upset. He knew what's up. So he berated the driver for letting, quote, this kid carry all this heavy stuff. So for a long while, they wouldn't let me carry any more beef, but they let me carry lambs. Now, when you get a lamb, its legs stick out fore and aft, and he's all hollow, he's gutted, so you can carry three lambs, one on top of the other, and your hand up over it. That had its problems, too. I was going to another store in Asbury Park. It was Saturday. And that store was full of passengers. Passengers? Customers. So as I was walking through the door with these lambs on my shoulder and the legs out fore and aft, I kept laying gangway, gangway, here I come, make way. But there was one lady who apparently did not hear me. And as I turned around the corner of the showcase, this lady who was dressed in black with a high lace collar, the hind legs went right across her neck and face. I think she was too dignified to bawl me out. But everybody laughed. They thought it was funny. Interesting enough, if you look in your history book, you'll find that the RCA building and many others were building at that time. And sometimes during the week of an off season of vegetables, I would carry hollow tile and finished tile from Old Bridge to New Jersey, from the Old Bridge Tile Works up to New York. And I watched that RCA building grow from a hole in the ground to its completion. That took quite a while, took over a year. And it was interesting because with all of those buildings in New York and the island being made of rock, they would blast their way down 30, 40, 50 feet. It's reputed those cellars go down some three stories, so that in itself is 30 feet at least. And when they blast, the surrounding buildings, in order not to lose their glass, would have big pieces of tape, paper tape, in the form of an X across all the glass. And they would use a very heavy steel mat made of woven steel. And they would lay it over the part that was to be detonated. And when it came time, the moment of detonation, they had some sort of a whistle or blowing signal. And everybody would scatter. And it was amazing. I don't know how big the charges were, but this mat would lift 10 feet off the ground with rock. So that's a part of our trucking history.